Okay, thanks everyone. We'll call the Transportation Committee back to order. And I'm not sure where we, I think we had ended with a question from Senator Carlson, and then I don't know who was next up in the queue. So we'll just go back to members. Anything further? Senator Jasinski.
Mr. Chair, so with all the discussion of driver's license for all and the non-compliant driver's licenses, obviously there's a concern of what we're using to qualify for automatic voter registration. So I have the A43 amendment I'd like to offer.
Senator Jasinski offers the A43 amendment. If you'd like to describe it as it comes around.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Yes, what this does is it makes sure that it's a real ID compliant or enhanced, not a provision, or not, I'm sorry, not the standard, I'm sorry, I missed it here. I'll have staff report it out, sorry.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Mr. Chair and members, the A43 amendment limits the automatic voter registration provision to only applications for a real ID or an enhanced ID and not a provisional license. Or, gosh, now you got me saying it. Not a non-compliant license.
Non-compliance. Thank you.
All right. Senator Bolden.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, I would urge a no vote on this amendment. Driver's licenses for all does not impact this, does not intersect with this bill. They're two separate bills, two separate ideas. This bill does not change the qualifications for voting. You have to be a U.S. citizen to vote. This bill does not change that. Two separate ideas, two separate things. I will also say that there are many Minnesotans who have non-compliant licenses, and so this would be a barrier, a restriction for many Minnesotans, and for that reason, for those two reasons, I would urge a no vote.
All right. Senator Jasinski.
Oh, Mr. Chair, and so the non-compliant driver's license is in your bill, it will be used for automatic voter registration, my understanding. Is that not true? I mean, again, we're using, as we had discussions in this committee and many others, that this license, the non-compliant driver's license, which we'll be giving to non-citizens, is going to be used for automatic voter registration.
Mr. Chair?
Senator Bolden.
Non-citizens cannot be registered to vote. This bill does not change that.
Senator Jasinski, if you see on line 5.15, the application in order to be registered to vote has to include documentation or verification of United States citizenship or prior proof of citizenship.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
All right. Anything further, members? All in favor of the A43 amendment, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. No. The motion does not pass. The A43 is not adopted. Anything further, members?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Howe.
Thank you. Could I offer the A44 amendment?
Senator Howe offers the A44 amendment. And please explain your amendment as it comes around.
Chair Dibble and Senator Bolden, what this A44 does is it requires, we know that there's some transfer of information that's supposed to be from the Secretary of State to the Secretary of State from DPS. This just basically asks DPS to collect some data related to citizenship on an applicant so they can share that with the Secretary of State. Because there's some requirement for them to transfer some data, but nowhere in here does it actually ask the deputy registrars or those doing the licensing to record that information. And this just basically asks to record that information so that information can be transferred over. That's the amendment, Mr. Chair.
Senator Bolden.
Mr. Chair and members, I would urge a no vote on this amendment. There are currently processes in place that will be continued with this bill, many checks and balances to ensure that the qualifications for voting have been met. This bill does not change those, we do not need to add additional steps and measures because we are already doing everything that needs to be done. So I would urge a no vote.
All right. Senator Howe.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I understand that, but this would actually give some satisfaction to what documentations are actually being used, and that way we can see if we can see what they used and we can see what documents are normally being used. All that data is useful information for the Secretary of State, and I do believe that that's an important piece of the data that we need to record.
All right. Anything further, members? All
Mr.
right.
Chair?
Senator Bolden.
Well, if not needed, that's fine, but if needed, the Secretary of State office is here to speak to why that is not necessary. But.
All right. Members, would you like to hear from the Secretary of State's office? All right. All in favor of the A44 amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no.
No.
The motion does not prevail. The A44 is not adopted. Members, anything further? All right. So, Senator Morrison, would you like to make a motion? We're going to Health and Human Services.
Mr. Chair, I move that Senate File 3 pass as amended and be referred to where? Not amended. Senate File 3 be re-referred, passed or re-referred to Health and Human Services.
I think we can get something else. Okay. All right. So, sorry, I'm getting my bills mixed up here. All right. So, Senate File 3, which was not amended in this hearing, is recommended to pass and referred to the Committee on Health and Human Services. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no.
No.
The motion prevails, and the Senate file will move to Health and Human Services. Congratulations, Senator Bolden.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members.
And Ms. Ethier, please let us know what's happening next week.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Next week we will be hearing from the Department of Public Safety, Minnesota Department of Transportation, and the Metropolitan Council about their budget requests for the coming year. We will also hear Senator Doebbels' bill having to do with inspections and school bus safety that was delayed from today.
And also, we're going to try to get to a bunch of other agency bills. There's a lot, so we probably won't get through them all. And we'll bring back Senator Jasinski's bill on towing probably a week from today. All right. With that, we are adjourned.